The borough's Government Affairs and Services Committee is considering creating a new anti-bullying policy after several emotionally charged interactions at recent assembly meetings. One incident happened at an assembly meeting on January 23rd. Mayor Tom Morfitt gaveled community member Don Turner into silence during public comments. He said Turner could not address assembly member Natalie Dawson by name and that public comments needed to address the whole assembly rather than targeting individual members. The incident followed a series of interactions over the course of the last few assembly meetings in which Dawson said that Turner was targeting her. Committee Chair Kevin Forster stated that after one interaction, Dawson left the meeting shaking and in tears. These interactions, in part, prompted the committee to start discussions of adopting an anti-bully policy within the chambers. During discussions at Tuesday's committee meeting, several people raised questions about whether gaveling Turner violated his right to free speech. Morfitt defended his decision to gavel Turner and added that limitations on public comments should be broadened further.
If you want to come in and talk about the, price of tomatoes in Rome, I think I'd say, I'm sorry, we're the Hainesboro Assembly. We're not the United Nations. And that is when I ran, I said, if there was, something that somebody wanted to put on the agenda about the Iraq war, I'd say, we got 3.5 hours here, take it to the coffee shop. This is not open mic that we have here. And, if we can address it, if it's in the bailiwick of the Hainesboro, then that's my feeling. I'm not saying this is what I'm enforcing, but I'm saying this is my feeling. If a bunch of free speech gorillas wanted to come in and we give them each 3 minutes, we're going to be here till 10 listening to people talk.
But Borough Clerk Aleka Fullerton cautioned Morfitt, saying that his inclination to restrict the content of public comments was not related to time, place, or manner. She said that limiting the public comments to agenda items or to issues that don't immediately seem relevant to Haines is too narrow.
Many people think that we should have a policy on the war
in Gaza.
Yeah, absolutely. There are people who believe that the Hainesboro should take a stand on that. So to the extent that people have a right to redress and try to convince the assembly that they should take a stand on that, I think they probably have a right to. And with respect to singing a song, is the song about Lutech Dock?
Beyond time limits, the borough has an existing code that restricts manner. The borough ordinance prohibits obscene gestures, profane language, or, quote, language which could reasonably be expected to cause a reasonable person to fear personal violence. Committee Chair Forster said that he'd like to explore a way that anti-bullying policy and First Amendment rights don't conflict. He said he wanted to uphold free speech, but to also take into account how people are impacted during assembly meetings.
There's been a series of public officials who have left office and or felt like they would never do it again. Or even specifically, the number of people that came up to me when I put my name in the hat and said, "Are you nuts?"
This is Haines.
And I said, "What do you mean, are you nuts?" They said, "You must have the skin of a rhinoceros." And so to a certain extent, I feel what you're saying, that up until now, it's been like, we're just going to take it on the chin. If there's a way to take care of each other and allow for public discourse, I sure would love to pursue it.
Don Turner's son, Don Turner Jr., said that it's not just public officials who feel targeted and that community members are also impacted. He said that he watched the meeting, and when his dad was gaveled, he thought his father was targeted by public officials and labeled as a bully. And that unjustly making someone feel like a bully is bullying.
I've never seen my dad ever yell at anybody, disrespect them.
He didn't.
Or anything like that. He got gaveled before he even said what he was going to say. And it was definitely public information. It was about something that happened before. And it was between assembly member talking to Myriad, which is not, you're not supposed to directly talk to this contractors, the assembly's supposed to do it or through the manager. It was definitely a public issue. He never ever raises his voice. I've listened to him lots of, he's really robotic. He never raises his voice, never points his finger, And I hear this, that he's bullying people and bullying is different than just having a different opinion.
Assemblymember Natalie Dawson told KHNS last month that the borough needs to clearly define bullying, and that implementing an anti-bullying policy had the potential to turn assembly meetings into a, quote, safe space to conduct business. She said that her background is in education and that she knows of many schools that have bullying policies and that the borough could use those as examples. She said we can learn a lot from kids. But Assemblymember Deborah Schnabel, who agreed with the gaveling of Turner, was not sure that the assembly needed to adopt an official policy.
I do think, though, that we need to set some expectations for how people should behave in this forum. And civility is number one. And that's one of the things that I thought of, and just offer it, is, you know, if we had outside of this door, all of ye who enter here are expected to, you know, and then the forum agreements, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally, do your best, and don't make assumptions. I think that kind of behavior, if taken to heart, would keep people focused on the business that we have before us.
Assemblymember Gabe Thomas argued that informal expectations of conduct were, in the past, biased towards more liberal members. He said that he was personally attacked in the past during public comments about his property taxes, and that no one silenced the individual. He criticized the mayor for laughing at members of the public during comments.
It's about perception, though. If it's the left doing it, we don't care. If it's the right doing it, we care. We got to stop that. We want to stop the fight. Tom, you can laugh all you want. You laughed at a dang person in the public comment.
I'm not laughing at you,
Kate. That got me mad last time, was when you laughed at Fitz during a public comment. We have to show the respect. If we don't show the respect, we're not going to get the respect.
The Hainesboro is not the first municipality to grapple with questions of civility in a public meeting. In December 2023, the City Commission of Bay City, Michigan, banned public comments that were derogatory, vulgar, or demeaning to city officials or employees. The commission suffered public scrutiny by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE, a First Amendment rights group. And in January of 2024, the commission removed those restrictions. The next assembly meeting will be on Tuesday. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.